All right, I'd like to welcome my Zambia friends to come up, and we're just going to take a couple minutes and share with you guys some of the things that God has done in our lives. You could give them a hand. It's certainly not our whole team. We kind of had, at the end of the summer, everybody's kind of spread to the four corners of the earth. So you guys can stand right down here. And it is a little hard to get up. I could have given you a hand. That would have been the nice thing to do. No, why don't you remain standing? It's really fun. I do it all the time. So what we would like you guys to do, and just, I don't know, maybe some of the middle schoolers do not know you, or maybe some of our visitors. So if you could just introduce yourselves and just maybe just share what it was like, maybe either a particular story that meant a lot to you or something that God did in your own heart and how he changed the way maybe you view people or view what you're meant to do in this world, or even what you're going to do this next year in serving him. Does that make sense? So just share maybe a highlight or something, and then we'll kind of, as much time as we have, we can just go back and forth and keep sharing. Sound good? Yep. All right, JB.
Hi, guys. I'm Jordan. I am going to be a junior this year in high school. My biggest God moment this trip, oh my gosh, it was one of the nights of the camp, and camp is, it's pretty much like a huge rally, like they have at Fall Retreat, or it's just kind of like a big church service, but it was one of the nights, and Paul was talking about deliverance and the difference between possession and oppression. Oppression is when you have Jesus in your heart, and the enemy can't get inside you because you have Jesus, and you have the Spirit inside you. And all of a sudden, I just felt super weird. Like, I couldn't move. I couldn't move my hands or anything. And Paul asked if people wanted, like, prayer. But he said, like, come forward if you want prayer. But I couldn't because I physically couldn't move. So with the help of some of my team members, they pretty much dragged me to the front. And I, like, black out. And like 15 minutes later when I wake up, people are like, oh my gosh, Jordan, look at your hands. Like, this is crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, well, you can't see it from here. But there's two little red circles in my palms, like right where Jesus had the marks from the nails on the cross. And I'm like, what is happening? And it was explained to me later that this was God telling me, like, I am here. Like, because that, I don't know how to describe it. Earlier, before the trip, I was experiencing some doubts. Like, I would be thinking these random thoughts that I knew weren't true, like, God isn't here. Like, there is no God. What are you doing? And it was really bugging me, but I didn't really tell anyone. And when God gave me these marks on my hands, this was him saying, I am here. Stop doubting me. I am here. And, sorry. I'm here, and I'll always love you because you're one of my children. And now whenever I feel something, like feel doubt, all I have to do is just look down at my hands, and I know that he's here, and he always will be.
Hey, everyone. Oh, boy. I'm Emily. I'm going to be a senior this year, and I had a lot of God moments on this trip, and I'll just kind of wrap it all into one huge God moment. So on the very first day that we kind of were there and interacting with the kids, we did an event called Hope Fest, and it was kind of like this huge rally where we just worshiped and all these messages happened. It was a lot of fun. And about 10 minutes before it starts, Paul comes up to me and is like, do you think you could share a part of your testimony? Like 10 minutes before this event is happening, and I'm like, oh, sure, whatever. And so I got up there, I was fine, like life is good, and then I get up there in front of like all these Zambians, and it was really rough. It was like, I have no idea what I'm saying, people probably think I'm like a wackadoodle. It was very bizarre. And so I'm like, oh, all right. And at the end of that, this girl came up to me, and she let me know that her story was like my story, and that what I went through and now where I am in my life, that it gave her hope. And I'm like, that is awesome, because my story, here I am from America, my story is the same story as people across the ocean. And that was like kind of smack in the face. We're really all the same, because we know that. But in that moment, it was like, it was really cool. And then later on in the week, at the youth fest, I was asked again to share my testimony. And I'm like, oh boy, here it goes again. Like, it's going to be rough. But I shared it again the second time, and it was amazing. I wasn't fearful. It went really, really well. And afterwards, all these girls started coming up to me, asking me questions about, you know, their faith and about purity and about all this jazz that I was talking about went on. And it was like, wow, like my words are so powerful that people are super engaged in what I'm saying and they want to live their life for Christ based on what I'm saying. And then later that night, I just realized that the power of my words were stronger than anything I could ever imagine, and that really horrible part of my life was turned around and glorified for God. And it was really like, I had no idea that that was humanly possible. The power of my words and the power of my past really just glorified God in that night and in that moment. It was really amazing. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Holly. I will be a freshman in college this year. I think the coolest thing about Africa was their worship and their praise. For us, we stand and some will raise their hands and some will close their eyes, but for them, they go all out. I mean, they dance, they will do anything they want, and they're not embarrassed by anything, and it was amazing. And my God moment was, I met this girl, Jennifer, and the first night of commitment night, she raised her hand to accept Christ. And I've always wanted to pray for somebody to receive Christ. And I put my hand on her, and I'm bawling my eyes out. And for them, they don't cry over there. They're very, like, straight-faced, or they're smiling. They don't cry. So I'm, like, bawling, and I'm like, I'm so sorry I'm crying. I'm just so happy. And she's like, I'm happy you're crying because it makes me see how important this is to you. So that was my God moment. Yay.
Cool. For me, like, I guess it was a little different. I just to give some context to what we're doing in Zambia, we're partnering with an organization called Poetis. And what they're doing is helping to educate people about HIV and AIDS, because they don't have, you know, here in America, once we realized about that disease, everybody became educated. We started teaching it people. It's common knowledge. But in their culture, there's a lot of cultural things that stop parents from talking to their kids about it. And then there's tons of rumors that are spread about what this disease is and what it does. And people trying to, you know, there's rumors about how to be cured of it, which actually just spread the disease more. So there's these awful things going on in Zambia. One in five people is infected. And in Livingstone, which is their tourist capital, it's like one in three people. And so these Hope Fests are these day rallies where there's worship and we get to share the gospel with people, but really we also teach them about HIV and AIDS and purity. And also about human trafficking, which is a very big issue everywhere in the world. So that was Hope Fest. And then the camp was kind of like Hope Fest, except almost every hour of the day. We were up at like 7 to get there by 8 o'clock. So actually, if you guys ever complain about our schedules at fall retreats or summer camps, you will find no compassion in me, because we were there from 8 until noon. And then we had an hour for lunch, and then like a few minutes to stand around and wish we had more energy. And then it started again for the afternoon, and a small break for dinner, which was the exact same food as lunch. And then after dinner, it went like one night, we went from 6 o'clock till like 1 in the morning. We were leading worship and praying for people and doing all these things. So it was a very, very long day and a long camp. But God brought so much freedom in people's, like, into their lives. And for me, I think the highlight for me was, one, was being able to watch my students grow and watch my students serve people and do the things that Jesus called us to do. It's really, really easy to sit in this room and cheer for Jesus, but to watch my students live it out. For me, it was like I was a proud father. So that was probably one of my highlights, as well as just being part of the solution. Like, I think HIV and AIDS is one of the, and what's happening in Africa, it's going to be written in the history books, and it's going to be something that people are going to read about. And more particularly, the church is going to be remembered for how it responded. Are we going to pretend it didn't happen or that it's not going on? Are we going to pretend that for some reason it's are we going to tell ourselves that it's their fault, that they need to find the solution, that we've got our own problems because we can't afford to have the highest cable package that's available? Like, are we going to make excuses, or are we as Christians going to engage in what God would have us do all over the world? So for me, it's very anticlimactic. I mean, God did some things inside of me, but a big part of me was I just had this conviction that I know that in some ways I need to be a part of the solution to the problems in the world, that that's what God's call is for me. And I think it's for you guys as well. So could we give these guys a nice round of applause for sharing? And if you guys have more that you would like to know, or you have questions, we do have tons of stories and tons of things we learned about the differences of in cultures and, like, coming back to America. I'm sure we see things now much, much differently. I was driving from here, I was done at the end of the day, driving home on like Tuesday or something, and like it just occurred to me, I'm like, I've driven the entire way home and I have not hit one speed bump. And it was just weird to me, because in most countries overseas, in Mexico and Zambia, everywhere else I've been, if you get to a place that you're supposed to slow down, you know, like the speed limit goes down, they don't have like people to enforce it. They just have tons of speed bumps. So like you're just over and over. We went over 1,000 speed bumps while we were in Zambia. So anyway, little things like that. She was married because she sat next to Will at lunch, so that meant that they were married, yeah. Sort of. People thought that. So anyway, we have tons of good stories, so feel free to ask these guys. And of course, next time we have a trip, come our way, the opportunity, just pray about what your involvement might be. So I believe that's all. Okay, you can now. Good luck getting down with your chichingues on. So anyway, I think that is pretty much all for our time this morning. So again, if you have questions, talk to them. And listen, and here's something, guys. If you guys have questions, concerns about these changes that are coming in the fall, the appropriate thing to do would be to talk to me or Tom in person. The incorrect thing would be to try to launch some sort of rebellion or do things or talk to people that cannot be part of the solution. That's not a very godly way of resolving things. So if you do have some questions, or you're concerned, or you're just generally unhappy, I would love to talk to you and just have a chance to speak into your life, help you see things maybe you've been given misinformation. So anyway, so that's your window of opportunity. Talk to me, talk to Tom. Let me pray, and then I'm going to send you guys out of here. Father God, you were so good to us. We thank you for that goodness. We thank you for the grace that we receive through Jesus. God, I pray that you would help us to follow you, to hear your voice and to respond in each moment of our lives, to respond to that opportunity to have you use us for your will. God, I pray that we would be growing and maturing, that we wouldn't be settling for the way things have always been or for the comfort that our lives maybe have existed in, but God, that we would launch ourselves into adventure as we choose to follow you. So God, we thank you. We thank you for the message this morning. We pray you bless Joel and the ministry and the work that he does. And God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.